Psalm 135, Preface. In the New Testament, the believers are a royal priesthood, and they should daily bring unto God sacrifices which are holy and acceptable. Morning and night we should bring to God the offerings of praise and thanksgiving for His many and great benefactions. He created us, has given and still preserves body and soul, reason and all our senses, gives food and raiment, guards against misfortunes, and spares our lives every day. The goodness of God surrounds us on every side, and we should have an open eye for it. But as a great God, He has done greater things for us than only to grant earthly blessings. He spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us when we were yet His enemies, dead in trespasses and sins. In Jesus Christ we are redeemed from all our sins, delivered from the hard sentence of divine justice, released from the curse of the law, and freed from the bitterness of death and eternal torment. In Jesus Christ we have that righteousness which avails before God, the Spirit of grace, and the hope of unfading glory. Jesus Christ has opened unto us a new way to the Father, a straight and sure way, and He grants us His Holy Spirit to lead us in this way, and to bring us to that new temple, not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Bless the Lord, ye His servants, for you have reason to praise Him, as the 135th Psalm proves. Praise of God for His manifold benefactions. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise Him, O ye servants of the Lord, ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto His name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto Himself, and Israel for His peculiar treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did He in heaven and in earth, and in the seas, and all deep places. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightnings for the rain. He brings the wind out of His treasuries. Who smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast? Who sent tokens and wonders into the midst of thee, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon all his servants? Who smote great nations and slew mighty kings? Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land for a heritage unto Israel his people. Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever, and thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge his people, and he will repent himself concerning his servants. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. They that make them are like unto them. So is every one that trusts in them. Bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. Ye that fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, which dwelleth at Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. Summary. In this psalm, the priests and all the ministers of God are charged to praise Him in His sanctuary. It is a good thing to praise our God, for praise is lovely. It is pleasant and comely to behold the people of God assembled in the house of worship to praise God with singing and music. He is worthy to be praised of us, for wondrous are His works in the heavens above and the earth beneath. With a high hand and an outstretched arm, the Lord delivered His people from Egypt and brought them to rest in Canaan, as He had spoken to Abraham their father. But for our redemption, the Lord awakened a mightier man than Moses, Jesus, the root of Jesse. The gods of the heathen are idols, which can neither hear nor see, which cannot help, but must be helped by man. But our God is the Lord, who hath done whatsoever He hath pleased in the sea and all deep places. He is worthy of praise. Bless the Lord, ye His servants. Magnify His name, ye that tread His courts. Cry out His goodness in the streets, and proclaim his salvation wherever men dwell. Prayer. Seeing neither change nor coldness in my Father's love can be, lo, I lift my hands with boldness, as a child I come to thee. Grant me grace, O God, I pray thee, that I may with all my might, all my lifetime, day and night, love and trust thee and obey thee, and when this brief life is o'er, praise and love thee evermore. Amen.